ESAC Raider cross country teams should have a fun season coming up. It's been a little bit of a tough start. They had a meet already postponed due to the heat. We'll talk about that upcoming season. Joining us right now to take a preview of the upcoming year is head coach Cindy Wilkey. And coach, as always, I appreciate you joining us here today, and welcome to the show.
Hey, it's always great to visit with you.
Coach, it's been fun probably until this last week, having to rearrange practice schedules and everything else. We've had some really good weather late in the summer until this heat wave kind of hit. But how have things gone here? You guys have probably been running about almost 2.5-3 weeks now probably for practice. So how have things gone so far?
Things are going great. I'm very impressed with my squad this year. They've got an agenda, and our boys team narrowly missed going to state last year, and they're focused. That is their goal, and they've been working hard all summer. They went to some camp. We put together a off-season schedule for them to follow, a program for them to work on, and they've been putting in the time, and it shows. They're running very well right now already.
Did you kind of notice that after the end of last season? Like you said, you guys just narrowly missed out on qualifying as a team. Could you sense the frustration and the disappointment and kind of knew that this was coming, that these kids were really going to dive into this?
Yes. Yeah, I knew. I mean, they were, well, we went down there last year with the hopes of qualifying. We didn't know if we could or not, but we were going to give it our best shot. And, well, things didn't work out, but we were so close, and that's what they needed. They, man, they dialed in, they're focused, and they want to achieve that this year.
Who are battling right now out of all the different runners? I think you got 11 or 12 boys out for cross country this year. Who's looking like potentially those top six, top eight guys that will probably be running most of the varsity meets for you?
Well, I've got my captain, Parker Engel, okay? He's been doing a great job. He's dropped many seconds off of his time. Isaiah Aragon, and Parker was a state qualifier last year. And then my other senior is Isaiah Aragon. Landon Spohr. Landon qualified for state last year. Isaiah narrowly missed, got beat out right at the finish line. So those are my three leaders for the boys team. I've got Owen Engel, okay, Wyatt Smith, and Sandra Hemer's been doing a great job this year. So that's kind of what I'm looking at for my top six anyway.
Has there been good battles with those guys? As you mentioned, you probably have three spots completely secure, but good battles with the rest of the guys trying to get into that top six, top eight group?
Right. Last year, Xander was a junior varsity runner for us. And he's made up his mind that he wants to get that varsity spot, and he's been working hard, running well. So, and if he keeps it up, he'll be rewarded. So, you know, that's what it takes.
What do you see from the rest of the roster, those guys that maybe right now aren't in the top six? What have you seen from them so far, and what do you expect from them this year?
I've got a senior, Sam Schmidt. He's out. He very well might be battling for a varsity spot as well. This is his first year of cross country, and I look for him to keep improving, okay? So he's learning the ropes, and he's doing a great job as well. I've got Tony Clare is another senior on the boys' team. His brother Ryan Clare is out this year, first time for cross country. I mentioned Owen Engel. Okay, Tucker Freeze is another JV runner. Ethan Peters is a senior. He'll be battling for a varsity position as well. And first-time Jordan Ulmer, he's a sophomore, okay? So it's the first time he's been out for cross country.
Coach, are there specific courses? And I know each runner's different. Some like hills, some don't. Some like flats, some don't. What are the type of courses that maybe overall fit this group of boys better than some of the other ones you'll see this year?
Oh, that's a good question. I think they've been training in some hills, so hopefully we'll be able to tackle those. We've got a good course here at home to work on, and they actually commented that that was probably the most difficult course that they've ran. So, you know, we don't have a lot of height on our team, so that, you know, affects our running there. So we have to kind of make adjustments to that. So I don't know. Any given day, it can vary.
Coach, let's talk about that girls' team as well. We certainly don't want to forget about them. I would imagine that I know you got three pretty good returners from last year, led by Cora Mailer and Rachel King and Courtney Thompson. All three of those ran for you last year. I think six girls out total. What have you seen from the girls, and what are the expectations with this group?
Okay, well, as you mentioned, I have six girls out this year, so we have enough for a team, so we're excited about that to start with. Yes, we're led by Cora Mailer, senior. Okay, she's our captain, girls captain. And then we've got Rachel and Courtney that have been putting in time. Two other seniors, they're foreign exchange students. So I have a Jolina DeSimone, okay, and Juliana Wagner. So they've added, you know, a lot of great girls learning the ropes here. They're having fun. And then our lone freshman is Libby Vite. And we look for great things from Libby because she medaled at every junior high meet last year. So we're hoping for good things from her. She works hard.
You mentioned that the two foreign exchange students, Jolina and Juliana, what kind of experience did they have coming in? Had they run in this cross country something they knew much about?
Nothing. No, they knew nothing. They just wanted to give it a try and see if they liked it or not. And they both have stuck it out. So apparently we're doing a good job there.
And you mentioned Libby as well as a freshman having a lot of success last year. Not a real tall girl with the long stride. Sometimes you see that. What makes her a really good runner and makes you excited about her coming in?
Her stamina. And she's got that, you know, no quit attitude. So she's going to give it her best. And like I said, her stamina, endurance. She does well.
The weather has certainly impacted not just your schedule, but a lot of team schedules. Every meet pretty much early this week, and even on Thursday of this week over at Gowrie has been postponed and rescheduled for later on this year. And I was talking to Coach Cass down at IKM Manning. He said his guys were pretty disappointed, guys and gals too, because, you know, they've been practicing. They wanted to get into a meet. What was the reaction like for your teams when they found out that the meet coming up Thursday was not going to happen because of the weather?
I think a quote would be, "You've got to be kidding me." So they were disappointed because that pushed us back to the 5th is when it's rescheduled for. But on the same hand there, they're happy that they don't have to go out and run in this heat. But yet they want to get out there and see how they're doing. You know, they've got a point to prove this year, and they want to get to proving that point. So disappointment, but yet they understood, and And like I told you earlier when we were visiting, we've added a meet. So they're looking forward to going to that one as well now. So good things are yet to come.
Coach, with that change in the schedule and stuff, you guys added Loma, and then you're headed up to Alta Aurelia as well this season. Do you like how the schedule breaks down? Do you like how things work out for this team, even with the changes?
I do. I like the schedule a lot because we don't have, like a Tuesday, Thursday meet or a Thursday, Saturday meet this year. So it breaks down nicely for recuperation times. And I really like the way that our schedule lays out this year.
Well, Coach, as always, it's fun to talk to you. I appreciate the time. I'm really excited about this year. I mentioned to Coach Cast as well that, you know, I think this whole area is loaded with really good cross-country runners and cross-country teams this year. We cover six schools that have the sport, and I think it's just going to be a great year, and I think your boys right in that mix of some of the elite cross-country teams. So looking forward to the year and looking forward to seeing how this season plays out. So appreciate your time here today, and best of luck.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach Cindy Wilkie again with the ESAC Raider cross-country teams.